Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. At Weijue Gandong, a single batch of dough takes over 10 hours to rise. I've watched the process myself. The dough goes into a proofing chamber set to 18 degrees Celsius for 18 hours, and only then does it go into the oven. The first time I saw it, the thought that came to mind was, does this even make sense today? Just the fermentation alone takes 18 hours. You get one batch out per day, measured by the unit output per time metric that factories live and die by. This is almost an act of deliberate self-sabotage. But then I read Katsuhiro Shiga's book, and I learned that fast is actually a very late arrival to this story. Commercial yeast has only existed for about 100 years. Before that, across 6,000 years of bread making, humanity never relied on it. It was the population explosion after the Industrial Revolution, compounded by the First World War's demand to feed soldiers at the front, that forced this quick, efficient yeast into existence. In the span of 100 years, we traded 6,000 years of craft for speed. And yet, Shiga's slowness is only possible because of modern stand mixers and precision temperature-controlled equipment. Technology has never pointed in just one direction. It is we who have formed the habit of pushing it relentlessly toward faster. What this batch of dough actually reminds me is this speed itself is not the problem. But a system that can only go fast, a system that gives you no room to go slow, is a system that has already lost control of itself. What they are protecting by holding on to those 18 hours is the ability to choose slowness. That kind of sovereignty, in an age when everything is being accelerated, is becoming rarer by the day, and more precious for it.